This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
High school basketball season has officially wrapped up. No state titles coming back here to Northern Colorado after we saw a couple of teams reach here. We had four or five make the Final Four in the boys and girls. Two on the men's side make the state title. And I'm lying to you because I believe the women's, the Roosevelt girls team won it this year. See, this is why we have experts on. Joining us now up on the hotline is Bruce Dick, the host of Coach Speak. Coach, did the Roosevelt girls win the state title? Am I right on that?
Yes, they did. And you self-corrected. I didn't even have to correct you once we started our conversation.
Which you were really hoping you got a chance to do.
Well, you know, just to say, hey, Tanner, how about those Rough Riders? Those Rough Riders in Roosevelt, Tanner, that they not only won the title, they're going to have everybody coming back. They had five girls in the futures game of the Weld County All-Star Showcase. They are a tough group of kids.
That's incredible. Yeah, just absolutely loaded. When you can win it and have all five starters coming back, that's just huge.
That's
makes
unreal.
Makes you the odds-on favorite for the next year for sure, Bruce. But let's jump over to the boys' side. Fossil Ridge advances in, and they fall to Denver East, and then Resurrection Christian falling to Holy Family as well. Were you surprised that we didn't have a single boys' state championship coming back to NoCo?
You know, I was hoping. You know, but was I surprised? Not totally surprised. To win a state championship, you need to get some breaks. You have to obviously be really good, but so much can happen along the way. And at the end, boy, there's just one team standing who, may have caught some breaks. And in the case of Denver East, they just played incredible basketball.
No,
hats off to them. Hats off to Fossil for the great run that they made. That particular day, Denver East shined.
No, it was, and it was a great matchup throughout. And Fossil, like you said, how tough is that though, Coach? Back to back years, you know, always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
It's tough. I mean, it's no matter when you lose your last game of the year, you may go 3-20, but there's still significant hurt in that last game of the year. When it's in the state title game, you hurt. I have plenty of experience in that. Lost more title games than one, that's for sure. And but the next week, the next couple weeks, you look back and you realize some great accomplishments and what a great run Fossil has had.
What is your thought, Coach, about, you know, you always hear coaches talk about, you know, well, we made it to the championship, we lost it this year, but with what everything we learned, I think we can come back next year and take it. Have you as a coach experienced losing a championship and feeling that you learned something from it that was going to help you the next year?
You know, Brian, that's a great question. The year we won the state championship at Green Mountain, we had lost in the finals the year before.
Hmm.
Did we learn anything? Here's what I learned. I learned that I said, we don't have a shot next year. this is kind of, I'm just giving you an honest answer. We lost some significant players off that team. We had a couple guys coming back, but we weren't a deep class, anything like that. And all of a sudden, they started gaining confidence through the middle of the year. Now, we had a couple of really good players, you know, but we were never ranked. We were the seventh seed going into the state tournament. We fortunately beat a team that had beat us by 20 during the season, and we beat them in the semifinals and made it back to the state championship. And people would have bet their mortgages against us that night.
And you found a way to do it. Coach, was that your message to the team when the season started?
We found a
we don't have a shot, guys.
my message to the team was, before that game, I knew we had a shot. But my message to the team was, don't watch them warm up.
Really?
Do not watch them warm up. Because they are so, they outmanned us so much that we had to get it totally done as a team. And we did, with a 6'2 sophomore center and four guards.
You know, we actually, when my son was playing high school basketball, they were all just freshmen and sophomores. You know that situation, Coach, when you start a new school.
Sure.
They were just freshmen and sophomores taking on the juniors and seniors. And at that time, Adams City was like watching an NBA team against everybody else.
Lenny Miles.
Absolutely. Lenny Miles, who went on to have, didn't he end up playing football?
You know, he was such a great multi-sport athlete. I know he did play basketball at New Mexico.
Right.
And he may have went on, I don't know, Brian, but multi-talented young man.
Well, we've got, you know, all these little freshmen and sophomore, and Adams City comes out, and they should have played the Globetrotter music, because these guys came out, they're ball handling, they are dunking, they are doing things that our kids have only seen on television. And you could just hear a collective,
oh, crap.
Oh, crap, come out of every parent going, you know, please don't play my son more than a few minutes. You know,
well, that's, guys, I can't believe you're bringing up this conversation, because guess who I spent watching the NCAAs with yesterday?
Who?
Okay. Part of our 92 state championship and part of the 89 team that featured Derek Chaney, who is in the Hall of Fame at the University of Northern Colorado. Go Bears. And we all met at a place in Lakewood near Green Mountain High School. And had a blast yesterday.
That's incredible,
man. That's very cool.
Taking a trip down memory lane here with Coach Bruce Dick. But you know, we started this conversation with, you know, what do you learn after, you know, a tough loss like that? What are the chances? Let's look at Fossil Ridge and Resurrection Christian. What are the chances they come back? Let's start first with Rez, Coach.
I think Rez will be there. I don't have a doubt. They had a very young team. You know, they're led by Ty Yoder, their point guard. But here's how I see Rez. The maturity level in those underclassmen, especially in a 6'11 Jacob Barker, is going to be immense from this year to next year. So going into next year, they will be the odds-on favorite to win that 4A state championship.
Yeah, what about Fossil Ridge?
You know, it's going to be a little more difficult for Fossil simply because they graduate 10 seniors. Now, don't feel too bad for them, because their JV squad is really talented, very, very talented. But to go from a JV squad, regardless of talent, to a state championship, that's very difficult. Will they be in the playoffs? Absolutely. Can they make a run? Absolutely. But when you're asking about both teams, Resurrection has a far better chance to get a 4A state title than the 6A state title that the Sabercats will be going for.
I thought for sure he was going to say, don't feel too bad for him, because we got the Lampkins right there that are going to go do it next year. I thought Coach was going to throw that out there. We're talking with Coach Bruce Dick, host of Coach Speak. So a phenomenal basketball year, and this was the first time, at least in my recent memory, Coach, that we at least had, you know, on the boys' side, we had three or four teams vying for a state title in different classifications. That's always a blast when that's the case.
Well, in Fort Collins, first time ever that two boys teams have been in the grade eight, you know, so we're very excited and proud of that. The Windsor Wizards, they have some guys coming back as well. They had terrific guys in the Futures game, and they were going to be a team to be reckoned with. You know, the Roosevelt girls, the Windsor girls. A lot of good teams still coming back, and the talent in Northern Colorado is pretty good.
No, it's getting there even more, because I think I've always viewed Northern Colorado where it's like, okay, it's almost a lock. It's almost a guarantee that there's going to be a football team or two that wins a state title and brings that back up here. It's almost a lock in baseball that there's going to be a state championship coming up here to Northern Colorado. Basketball up here, listen, all of these farm kids out here, that's not really their talent. That's not where it's at. And basketball has kind of been down. And to see that start to change, Coach, is really exciting for anybody who loves the prep scene here at NoCo.
Well, and Tanner, I totally, totally agree with you. And, you know, I am a basketball coach, so I'm sure there's some bias in there. Basketball is the most difficult sport to win it in because everybody plays basketball. Not every school plays football, you know. So every school plays basketball, and it's just one of those teams where it's a five-man sport once you get out on the court. And it's tough. It is really tough.
All right, Coach, I'm going to have to argue with that someday. We'll save that. We'll save that for when you're in the studio. I'm going to have to argue with you.
Why save it, Tanner? Let's bring it on, buddy.
Let me just step back.
Even have to. The text line's going crazy right now, Coach. Let's see. Mysterio.
I said I was a little biased to preface that, okay?
Mysterio, Tony Mastari, the Eden Wrestling head coach. And I agree to disagree, Coach. You're seeing that from the wrestling side of things. I think you're both wrong. I think the most difficult one is football, but it's neither here nor there, Coach, as well.
Here's my point. Not every school plays football.
Yeah, but football, you've got to have, you know, at least eight or nine of your players out on the field knowing what their job is. In basketball, like, you know, if a team like Platte Valley has a 7-2 guy come along, they're going to stroll to it, right? The likelihood of having one really talented basketball player is more likely than having a team when it comes to the football side of things.
And I'll just come out and I'll say that golf is probably the most difficult because you are disciplined.
You know
you're on your own.
Brian, you make a good point because, you know, and even with Tony, I would agree with Tony being an individual state championship, state champion is really tough. And you can go to the individual sports. Yeah, golf, tennis, you know,
yeah, wrestling.
Swimming.
Yeah.
You know, wrestling. That's tough to do based on individuality, but that does not base it on team play.
You know, you guys were talking about how, you know, athletics have grown here and you know, spreading and getting better. I think it comes down to, you know, we have great athletes, but you can have the best athletes in the world if you don't have good coaches in your region to coach them. And I think that we've gotten fortunate here that we have a good group of coaches who are coaching our kids how to play the game and play the game right.
Boy, Brian, I think there's some terrific coaches in Northern Colorado in all sports. I mean, you look at the baseball scene, you look at the football scene, I think you're exactly right. And that's what makes it so competitive, you know, and difficult to achieve that ultimate goal.
100%. We're talking with Coach Bruce Dick. And speaking of coaches, we got a text from Holyoke. Shout out to Sedgwick County Lady Cougars and head coach Scott Dill, who has now won a male and female state basketball state championship. So that's a tough feat there as well. Coach, before we let you go, how you feeling about your bracket after day one, Coach?
Didn't miss a one.
You're a liar. You're such a liar.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. You're such a liar.
I just choked on my coffee, Coach.
How tough was that watching the end of the Virginia and Arizona games? If for those people that had Virginia and Arizona moving deep into the bracket, the kid from Virginia is going to relive that play forever at the end.
Oh, yeah.
And Arizona, what's with Arizona? They just don't bring it at times to open up the tournament.
They don't. You know, back in the Lute Olson days, you used to see it too.
Goes way back then. You're right, Brian. It's a history of often upsets, against the Wildcat.
Yeah, it really is. That's what stands out to me when I look back at past NCAA tournaments where those early exits unexpectedly from Arizona. What do you got,
Tanner? I just want to say that Terry Dick, Bruce's lovely wife, is beating us all right now after one day.
And I got to tell you this. It takes me 5 minutes to fill out my bracket.
Yep.
She started Monday and started looking it all over and, this little one, oh, man, this is hard. And so Wednesday night, about 8 o'clock, I said, you got to finish your bracket because I've got to, I'm the one that puts it online,
on CBS Sports, yeah.
So, yeah, she studies it, and there you go. I don't know.
Well, we're all tied right now. Well, three of us are tied right now, Coach. You, Brian, and myself are all tied for 20th right now. So we're all right in the thick
of
things
here. Got them right where we need them.
That's right.
Got
them
right where we need them, guys.
That's right. So are you in on this, Coach? We might have to find a different punishment for you, but the loser of the morning show, whoever takes dead last from the morning show, we have to get frosted tips. Coach, unless you go to, Nugenics or something like that, get that hair back, man.
I'll do that in a minute.
Coach Bruce Dick, host of Coach Speak. Coach, you're coming out to McCarty's with us today, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Hey, appreciate
we'll
your time,
you
as always.
There,
we'll see you in just a bit.
All right, guys. Take care,
buddy.
There's Coach Bruce Dick.
I love that guy.
It's so good.
I mean, he really is. He's great.
We're gonna bring that conversation up. We're gonna bring that conversation up again about what sport is the toughest to win a state championship.
I have a feeling I know a lot of the dialogue that's going to be happening at McCarty's today.
Yeah, no, that's going to continue
I'm
on.
I'm going to just stay away, Bruce and Tanner in the corner. Go.
Yeah, you filled out your four hour obligation to debating with me for this week. 20-hour obligation, really.
It ain't easy.
Throughout the course of the week. We'll get to some of your texts when we come back. Appreciate the texts going. They're blowing up right now. 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. The J9 Agency's text line. Let's keep it rolling. Let's end this thing with a bang right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There are sober men in plenty.
I love this day so damn much. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Northern Colorado. It's Good Morning NOCO, presented by Air Solutions.
It just feels like a bunch of sea shanties.
That's exactly it is.
Yes.
I love
absolutely.
It.
I love how they're all about drinking.
Right. Every single one that you have picked has
Even
been.
If you're like, oh, you're 16? Here's some whiskey.
Yeah, exactly.
Soon
right.
You'll be a man to drink some whiskey.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I had a texter that texted a story from Fox 31. Growing number of people looking for sober St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Thoughts?
Is that?
I don't think that works.
I don't know that I don't know. That's like looking for a barbecue that has no food.
Yeah.
I don't.
A tofu barbecue is
Maybe
what you're
like,
looking
like
for there.
One of those like St. Patrick's parties you had in like kindergarten?
Yeah.
Like a class party? Like that's the only sober event I could think of.
Yeah, there's got to be. I'm sure there's...
You're not celebrating it, right?
Well, they're kids.
Well, okay. Yeah, don't give kindergartners beers. I don't think I need to say that, but I am.
Or elementary or anywhere up till post-high school. All right, there. We'll go there.
Yeah, we will. But no, you have to have a couple of green beers to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You don't have to, but if you're not celebrating it, then that's fine. That's completely fine. If you want to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, you are going to have beer.
There's many people who have, been alcoholics, recovering, just can't drink for other reasons.
Okay,
there's plenty of ways to celebrate. You can still do that.
O'Doul's.
Wait, you felt bad?
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Let's get to the text line, Brian.
O'Doul's, that's a great answer,
O'Doul's,
by the way.
100%.
I used to love that stuff.
I don't mind it. I don't, like, when you're just craving the taste of it.
You know, there are times
there's
when...
good 0% alcohol beer out there.
And that one is one of them, without a doubt.
Well, and especially when you're the DD or something like you just talked about, because you still have a beer in your hand, right? But there's no alcohol
in it. I went, like 20 years where I didn't drink when I first found out I was diabetic and so forth. But there was still, like when you got done mowing the lawn, there is nothing like the taste of an ice-cold beer. And that's where O'Doul's came in really, really handy for for me because it took care of that.
Yeah, it does. It does for sure. Well, we're talking about celebrating St. Patrick's Day and going out to McCarty's at the Eaton Country Club today. Unc texting in, hey, I'm tied with Tanner, winning. So Unc is tied with you, Brian, with me, with Coach Bruce Dick. So it's moving day. It's moving day.
What are there like 20 people tied for the first spot, and then it's us right after that, and everybody's blocked in at 20. It's like a golf tournament where we're all one under.
That's exactly right. That's
why it's sitting right now.
Well, because let's look here. And see, this is the type of fun that you're missing out on. You need to get in this. There's two people tied for first right now. Jeff and Lindy are both tied for first. Then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people tied for third. Then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people tied for eighth. And then you have a whole plethora. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people tied for 20th. So we're all grouped together. Yep. Today's moving day. Unc, you're going to be out of this by the next round because Houston looked horrible. Looked horrible last night.
They won by 11.
I don't, against a 16 seed.
They won by 11.
They were tied with them until 7 minutes left in the game.
And then won by 11.
Looked out of sorts. The coach, Kelvin Sampson, was not happy at the end of that game last night. So, Unc, you're in trouble. Mysterio texting us, Tanner, don't deny wrestling is the toughest. I've got a great respect for wrestling, and that is a very tough thing to do. But once you kind of, that varies based on who's in your weight class that year, right? Do kids go up? Do kids go down? Where are they at? So I don't think wrestling's the hardest to win a state championship in. Again, that'll be a conversation that Bruce and I argue about out there. Dixon, McCarty's heard Tanner was coming today, scrambling to order two more kegs as we speak.
they didn't scramble. They knew what they were in
for. No, we texted them a long time ago. Yeah. Tom. Texter here, headed to McCarty's in a couple of minutes to make sure the bartenders came to work today. All right. So we've got people coming out there today. Don't forget, McCarty's, we're going to be doing a $50 gift card giveaway every single hour on the hour out there. It'll be a gift card to a restaurant. It'll be a $50 Visa gift card. Just you can use it wherever. But every hour from 10 until 4, we're going to be giving those things.
That's like 6 hours.
That's like 6 hours.
Yeah.
So what's 6 times 50?
That's
$300.
Yeah.
We've got $300 in
you
prizes
second
alone
to think of that?
Today that we're going to be giving away at McCarty's every single hour. Come and go as you please. Let's see. Dixon, Tanner plus green beer plus FanDuel equals empty bank account. I plead the fifth. 9:32 the time.
It's too late for that. We have enough incriminating evidence
on you. That's true.
Yeah.
But the
Havala, go at it.
The good news?
Yes.
Your boy got hot last night. So I won't have to be doing any withdrawals, okay? I won't have to be doing that. I won't have to be hitting the ad
by
funds.
Withdrawals, he's talking about his gambling thing where he would need more money to go through it.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for... Man. Now I see why Brady always calls me a degenerate when I come on his program. 9:32, it's Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Once upon a time in Ireland stood a castle proud and free. On the stormy coast of Antrim, high above the Irish Sea.
Well, you're welcome with me, Johnny, and you're with the decent man. 'Twas little I knew what I had to do for Brady of Strabane.
Well, as I went into a highland fair, and I missed the cold
It's St. Patrick's Day.
They put a snake in my boot and died. And hey, everybody, come join me. We'll be at McCarty's at 10. Drinking beer and watching basketball. What could you ask until then? Well, do a little drive and listen to us and then join us for some lunch. We'll watch them and they'll play some ball. In fact, we'll watch them a bunch. Hey!
All right. We've lost our damn minds.
Yes, we have. Just a little freestyling.
That was good.
Thank you so much.
That was really good. Is St. Patrick's the top five holiday? Chad Young from the Tavern at St. Michael Square.
Well, then this is the end-all of everything, because Chad is like the best restaurant in town. He has the great food, and I just love going there. But
he said absolutely it's a top five holiday. Absolutely.
I'm not surprised. No. He's a bar owner.
Yes, 100%.
He owns a bar and restaurant. Of course he loves St. Patty's Day.
But listen.
I bet they got it going on today.
They've got
too.
Specials on, is it still, this is probably, I can't say Gypsy, so I probably can't say this, but Irish Car Bombs. They've got specials on all those things out there. Guinness out there today at the Tavern at St. Michael's Square as well. So I know that's probably where I'm going to wrap up the evening, is at the Tavern at St. Michael's Square.
Going on a little tour.
Yeah. Well, and you're coming with me because I'm sleeping on your couch tonight.
Hey, we just redid the basement, so your room has just been freshly painted and redone.
I love it. I love it. Keep that little guinea pig away from me, though.
He's got his own place.
Good. But the Tavern at St. Michael Square, it's a great day every single day over at the Tavern, but St. Paddy's Day, man, they go all out. It is something that I do every single year, is stop by the Tavern at one point while I am making my rounds. A couple years ago, had an incredible time over there, so make sure you stop by and support the Tavern at St. Michael Square as well. 9:37, closing in on 9:38. It's Good Morning NoCo. Let's get to the bottom of the hour, News and Weather Center. All right, no doubt we've been having a lot of fun here on a Friday. It's Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions. I'm Tanner Schwint. That's my co-host, Brian Gary. We're live from the Allen Fiber Studios. Angel Padilla doing the production work. But we've got some breaking news here this morning coming out right now that we want to dive into that is on the serious side. The International Criminal Court said today that it has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of his alleged involvement in abductions of children from Ukraine. Again, this is just breaking this morning, just a couple of minutes ago. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. The court said in a statement that Putin, quote, is allegedly responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation of population, children, and that of unlawful transfer of population from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. It also issued a warrant Friday for the arrest of Maria Alexeyevna Belova, the Commissioner for Children's Rights in the Office of the President of the Russian Federation, on similar allegations. Brian, this is an international criminal court. This is kind of the world court that we're looking at. For them to put an arrest warrant out for Vladimir Putin, I don't know what this means. I don't know what the likelihood of them doing this and getting them out of there is. But this is a step in the international community continuing to condemn Vladimir Putin.
Well, is that kind of what it's like? Is just saying you're on double secret probation kind of thing, where I don't know of this governing agency that we're speaking of right now internationally. This sounds serious. It sounds like how can you issue a war crimes arrest warrant and not go in and grab the guy?
A possible trial of any Russians at the ICC remains a long way off, as Moscow does not recognize the court's jurisdiction and does not extradite its nationals to it. Ukraine also is not a member of the court, but it has granted the ICC jurisdiction over its territory. And ICC prosecutor Karim Khan has visited four times since opening an investigation a year ago. The ICC said that its pretrial chamber found there were reasonable grounds to believe that each suspect bears responsibility for the war crime of unlawful deportation of population and that of unlawful transfer of population from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation in prejudice of Ukrainian children.
I don't think there's any doubt of the guilt. There's no question there. It's can anything actually be done? I just see this as window dressing, as something that's put up there, and you can say you did this, but nothing really comes out of it. You know, it's a good headline and it's a nice thought, but is there anything more than just a headline to this? Will there be things that actually take place? I guess it's a wait and see thing, but this is new to me. I haven't heard of this type of situation and don't know of any past examples of how things have played out if a past leader has been put into this situation.
And Angel, can you look into that to see ICC, what charges they brought against prominent figures, and see on that as well? Because I would certainly need a refresher for refreshment on that as well.
I'm sure it's coming to play. play before, but I do not know. I can't look at, I can't say I have any recollection of the history of that.
The sweeping investigation, this is all according to AP News at apnews.com.
And this is just breaking
4 minutes
now.
Ago, yep. Yeah. The sweeping investigation also found crimes committed against Ukrainians on Russian territory, including deported Ukrainian children who were prevented from reuniting with their families, quote-unquote filtration system aimed at singling out Ukrainians for detention and torture in inhumane detention conditions. What's the thing that comes to your mind when you say all this stuff about the filtration system, things like that? It takes me straight back to the Holocaust, right? You start hearing about that now, not at that level, but these are the sort of same things that were put into place because of the Holocaust and what happened. On Friday, the ICC put the face of Putin on the child abduction allegations, and we'll see now. But when you talk about, like we talked about with the drone, that the Russian jet flew over and dropped the fuel on, that knocked down the U.S. drone, these subtle escalations in this are continuing to happen, and this is a not-so-subtle escalation towards Vladimir Putin, specifically.
I think we've seen this, you know, over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, 2 to 4 years, you've seen, you know, just taking another little step. It just feels like a child who is testing your boundaries to see, all right, I'm going to go a little bit further. And that was a good point that you made. That's kind of the way it's been going. And now it's like somebody said, no, you've stepped too far. But I don't know what kind of authority this actually has.
Well, and what I'm curious about, Brian, is what is Vladimir Putin's popularity like in Russia right now? Where is that at? And we don't know.
We don't know what they're fed.
All of the media outlets are government controlled. But is this a way, if the majority of Russians, you know, even the oligarchs and things like that who really do control it with the money and the power, if they are sick of Putin because their banks are still frozen, their assets are still frozen, if they're sick of it, is this a way to get rid of Putin and put Russia back in its place? Could, you know, is that a possibility that comes out of this?
And is that a desire of the country?
Exactly.
I don't know.
And that's the key point, right? If that's a desired outcome of the country, this is a great way to do that. The ICC saying, no, we've got him on charges of this, right? And he's got to face a trial and things of that nature. If that's the desire of the country, boom, there it is. But could that lead to internal conflicts in Russia? Absolutely. Because you know the power that Vladimir Putin has and puts on a display. But there are people who still pull those strings. There are still oligarchs who feed into this, who pay that amount of money for this war to continue to wage. If they're tired of that, if they're ready to move on, this could have some substance, I think.
I doubt that they're tired of it because of him being in power, these people have that opportunity to have the power. You know, it's because of the way he is with them.
But you know that every relationship runs its course at some point.
It does, but my whole thing is we don't know what the populace of Russia feels. You know, we don't know the information they've been given. We hear stories about, hey, this faction feels this way or that way. It's like these little rebel factions that we end up hearing from. What does the major populace feel? I don't know.
I
would love to think there's some questions, because if they are, you're right. This is a great opportunity.
And this is the sad part of it, but this is what you get when you get out of democracy. It doesn't matter what the majority of Russians feel.
Oh, no.
It matters what the majority of these oligarchs feel.
Yes.
And you're telling me that for over a year now, if I was a Russian oligarch, if I was had all the money, you know, I had all of that, and then it froze like that because Putin decided to start a war, after a year of having to live a completely different lifestyle, I'd start to wear thin of him. So I don't know. This is our thoughts on it. This is where we could see. Of course, we're just learning the news that the International Criminal Court has brought an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of his alleged involvement in abductions of children from Ukraine. Angel, were you able to find anything from the ICC, from the International Criminal Court, that could be a little bit of precedent to what we've seen so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's a ton of names that's not like not on Putin's level, I don't think, in terms of just familiarity, but people from like officials in like Kenya, Uganda, a couple of the Libyan people when that whole thing was going down, people like Joseph Kony. Let's see, I saw another one here. The Gaddafis, that family there. So names like that.
Those are still big name criminals, war criminals, right? Now, were any of those, you know, the presidents of the countries, were they that in power because Putin has entrenched himself in Russia in a way that, you know, we're not used to seeing here in the States, obviously, because of the system that we have put in place. But I think this is a good step in terms of getting him out of there. And now it comes down really to those Russian oligarchs. How bad do you want Putin out of there? And how far, just how far is Vladimir Putin willing to go to defend what he has done so far? Is he willing, and hopefully not, but is he willing to hit that big red button at one point? Because that's the type when you get a cornered animal, like we've talked about, Brian, when you get a wild animal cornered, you don't know what's happening next, but you know they're going to fight to the death. Is that Vladimir Putin, or will he say, yeah, I messed up here, but I don't want to die, so I'll go face these and spend the rest of my life in a prison somewhere? I don't know, and I don't think anybody knows that about Vladimir Putin.
No, and I guess we will see, but I'm thinking of these oligarchs like you're talking about, you know, 1 year without the income and so forth. These were all set up where they're not going to notice.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, a year, and are they in the position they are with their wealth and able to do what they are with their wealth because of the way Putin runs the government and looks one way or the other with how they make their money and what they do with their money? So there's a lot of questions that go into whether they're going to feel that he's detrimental to them, or in the long run, is he why they are in the positions they are in?
Yeah, where does their loyalty lie?
Right.
That's the question, because even, you know, we saw Switzerland. Right? We saw Switzerland, who's always neutral.
Neutral as anything.
Froze all of the Russian oligarchs' accounts. So the Swiss banks that you hear in movies, that's a real thing that goes on.
That's where all the rich people, that's where the money.
That's where the money is. Switzerland froze their accounts. This could be big. This could be big. It could be nothing. We'll see what happens. But again, the International Criminal Court said today that it has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of his alleged involvement in abductions of children from Ukraine. Breaking this morning here on Good Morning NoCo. 9:53 the time now. Let's get a break and come back and wrap it up next. It's North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Northern Colorado. It's Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions. I'm Tanner Schwint. That's Brian Carey. Angel Padilla, wonderful job by you today, my friend. Great job on all the work that he does back behind the scenes and for the research he does for us in between. It's a lot of the stuff that goes unnoticed that we couldn't do the show as well as we do without him.
No, we need him.
We appreciate him. Sorry about your bracket. You're dead. You're gone in terms of your bracket. No possible way you can come back at all. Will you be worried on Monday if you're still in last place?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You're trying to get me, like, panicked about this.
Yes, I am, 100%.
All right, it's a new hairstyle.
That's right.
I was willing to cut into a mohawk in football season. You don't think, oh, frosted tips, that's a challenge.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually,
I am terrified of it. So, and I want to introduce the newest member of the staff here at KFKA. Sarah Van Winkle is coming aboard now. She's not in
here. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, she's not in here. She's not here.
But
we were
discussing yesterday. We were going out on a sales meeting, and we were discussing, and she goes, "Were you guys really serious about the frosted tips?" I'm like, "Oh yeah," and she goes, "Oh no." She's like, "I think Brady could pull it off the best amongst all of you guys. But that's going to be a tough look for you, Tanner, if you have to do that." I'm like, yeah. That's when it started really freaking me out. So hopefully I did my job with my bracket.
Yeah, I kind of sensed her when she looked at our heads.
Yeah.
I was not a go either. I think Brady's hairstyle lends at most to frosting.
100%. 100% it does.
I mean, those little spikes are just asking for color.
They are. For sure.
They use Brady's head. He lays down to pop tires in high-speed chases.
Again, that's Brian Gary. The NCAA NCAA Wrestling Championships are going on down in Tulsa. Andrew Alirez is advancing. He went past the quarterfinals last night, so he's into the semifinals now, looking to go win a national title and possibly be the wrestler of the year. He's got that in front of him. He's still undefeated on the year. He is just incredible.
Steve O'Poulin also won his match as well.
Love it. I love it. The UNC Bears are representing down there for the
We've got two still in it?
We got two still in it. Yeah, that's right.
That's very exciting.
Incredible. Incredible at the NCAA wrestling matchups going on, the March Madness of wrestling. I guess
yeah, and we had Coach on a week or two ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When they were just getting primed up for this.
Yeah, they were. We had Coach Troy Nickerson on. So it's really exciting stuff going on there. Come and join us one last time. We'll be out at McCarty's. We're going to get our stuff together here after the program and head that way. The first game at 10:15, it is Michigan State and USC, a 10 versus a 7. And already we've got different cheering interests in this. You guys are all over Michigan State. I've got USC in this one. Take that for what it is. But a big shout out to all of our guests today who joined us. Susan Moore, of course, a fun hour from 7 to 8 at 8:30. We had Jerry Schimmel, and all of these you can go back and listen to on 1310kfk.com. Bruce Dick of Coach Speak joined us as well.
And Bradley from Alt, our big winner today on the Wheel of Meat from the Merck in Mead. So congratulations to him as well.
And one last time, go check out the Merck on Sunday for their meet in day. Back to regular programming on KFK starting on Monday. All of the NCAA games coming up next here terrestrially on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. For Angel, for Brian Gary, I am Tanner Schwent. This has been Good Morning NoCo. We love you, Northern Colorado. We'll talk to you on Monday.